It's been a week now since the official end of the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy in the U.S. Armed Forces, and our military readiness appears to have emerged unscathed. In fact, says Sonoma State University history professor Steve Estes, the resulting changes have been pretty subtle.
So what it changes, in short, probably for most people, is if they're in a relationship, they can put their significant other's picture on their desk.
Except, of course, for those service members who were actively under investigation as of last Monday.
If there was an investigation of someone in process, it stopped and it is done. They will no longer pursue those investigations for obvious reasons. The point is moot.
The wider and more meaningful change, Estes adds, is neither visible nor externally apparent.
They don't have to lie to their colleagues or their comrades in the military, because when you're serving, whether it's in a combat zone or in a base here in Texas or wherever, people ask you about your social life. What'd you do over the weekend? And gay and lesbian folks who are serving couldn't answer honestly if they met with their partner or went home and they live with their partner. So it makes it more honest and open.
Estes is the author of Ask and Tell, a 2007 collection of oral histories from gay and lesbian veterans reaching back to World War II. He says the lifting of Don't Ask, Don't Tell has affected a lot of people directly, and even more indirectly.
There's 60,000 or so estimated in active duty and about 1 million veterans. Now, most of those veterans are of an age where they're not going to go back in, but some of those veterans are people who have been kicked out under Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and they are trying to get back in. But it's beyond that, actually, because everybody who serves with someone who's gay or lesbian, they're somewhat affected, because now they find out, or maybe they learn that their suspicions were correct, or maybe they knew already, but now they can be open in conversation about it.
Don't Ask, Don't Tell was enacted back in 1993 and was almost immediately seen widely as a flawed policy that perpetuated the persecution of gays and lesbians in the military. But Estes notes, public opinion on the issue was way out in front of both military leaders and elected officials in supporting the eventual policy change.
In studies, something like 70% of Americans, or more than 70% of Americans, thought it was time to lift the ban by last year when they were debating it. But there was a higher percentage of politicians who opposed it.
Because it applied only within the armed forces, most observers did not expect the ending of Don't Ask, Don't Tell to create much of a ripple through the wider social fabric. But Estes says they might be surprised.
People who are in the military and married but gay don't have the same rights as people who are in the rest of society and married. So you might see some challenges to military policy based on that. As they rise through the ranks, they're going to start challenging, wanting base housing, wanting health insurance. Spousal benefits are going to become a sticky point, as they already are in other parts of the U.S. government.
Regardless of what happens next, Estes says, no one will mourn the end of the now discredited policy of unenforceable silence.
The way I put it is Don't Ask, Don't Tell was a new paint job on an old closet door, and this takes the closet door down, finally.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.